Enrollment at both public and private schools is said to be down by 3%, but one small Catholic school on Maui is bucking that trend and is reaching out to families who may be interested in getting back into the classroom if they're not happy with their children's progress with distance learning at their current school. You know, last week, St. Anthony's announced it is offering discounted tuition. There would be no charge for this second quarter, with a commitment that students will enroll for the second semester. Head of school Tom Collins explains what led up to that decision.
We did some initiatives this summer. We ran two summer programs for a regular summer program, day program for kindergarten through fifth grade students. We've done that every year. And we want to bring students on campus, so we set in protocols and thermal scanners. We wanted to get students back here and teach ourselves, right, how to do that effectively and consistently. And then we ran a tutoring program also, and that was kindergartner through eighth grade students. They were socially distanced in one of our larger rooms. Same thing, they were thermal scanned. So that gave us confidence, I mean, that we could open up on August 4th as a K-12 school and put things in place. So all the signage, the training for the staff, communicating with the parents, teaching the students those protocols during the first week or so was really important. I guess the good news of COVID-19 is that they've been wearing masks and following those guidelines since last March. So not having this being unique to us, the students did really well with that. And our parents have been outstanding, wearing the masks on campus, our drop-off, our pickup time. So all that rolled together. We reached and went past our target enrollment number because we thought there might be a reduction with parents wanting to keep their children home. We thought there might be a reduction in parents financially and being able to get back to work. And what we found is that they did come, and some new families came in too that had us on their radar, but they really were looking for something for their children, especially in the primary grades. So our kindergarten through fifth grade numbers are very good. We have a couple of slots open yet. We picked up some students in middle school and a couple at high school. The high school and middle school area is why we want to reach out. We've got room. We've got room at the end, and we keep hearing more and more from parents and our parents who know people from work or neighbors, and just kind of this groundswell of they're very frustrated. Their children are still doing virtual learning at home. There's still uncertainty of when their children will come back, and if they come back, it will be 2 days a week. So it hurts us. Obviously, we want to increase our enrollment, but it hurts us to know the community is hurting. And as one of the few schools that are open and we're a K-12 school, we're really pushing this out to say we have room. We've had to do waiting lists at the grade school. We're not going to go over our numbers for safety within classrooms. So it's kind of helping us and helping the community and those parents that are really struggling for looking for something for their children. There's more that are looking at going back to work or taking on a second job, and having someone watching their child is a struggle. And that dilemma of if they're at home alone, still doing virtual learning, and I'm not going to be here, that's another burden. So it really is for us to help solidify our numbers, but just as much to be out there for the community that may not know we're open or may not think that St. Anthony's School is a great place for their son or daughter.
And you just recently announced that you would offer that free second quarter, right?
We just rolled that out there because we, just like everyone else, were waiting to see what's going on. And so it seems as if many of the schools, most of the schools, won't be having the children come back, and maybe January, and even then it's kind of tenuous of how that's going to look. The MIL and Hawaii Athletic Association still struggling with looking at when athletics will come back and what that will look like. So we made a decision to push this out there. We're in the middle of second quarter, but especially for secondary level, those students kind of knowing their schedule and knowing the courses they need to take to graduate and put themselves in a position for the workforce or for college afterwards. Second quarter is usually kind of the make or break of making a decision, especially if they're looking at transferring to a different high school. So we wanted to push that out there and say, don't worry about that. You know, don't let that get in the way of you checking us out and coming here. So the struggle of waiting for the next time puts everything back. So we're trying to reach out to parents and say, you know, it's really prorating tuition. We're not going to charge you for any tuition for second quarter. But then you'd have to make an agreement with us for the remainder of the year. Obviously, We don't want to be here and have parents come for a few weeks and then pull their kids out, because we're not a daycare in that way, and especially at the middle school, high school level. We really want to build a relationship and mark a plan together with them for the course for their children of how they're going to finish their high school years, so that they're ready to move on to the next level. So we just thought it was a nice incentive to get people's attention and tap into some of that. I've received 4 emails so far from parents saying that they read the article or someone shared that with them and they wanted more information. So, and it's a wide range. I won't mention schools that their children currently attend, but it's a wide range, and I think it's tapping into that need that we're hearing about.
Where do you have openings? What grade levels?
So we only have a few at the grade school level, and we've got people pursuing that now. At the middle school level in 6, 7, 8, we have a total of 19 openings that would that we could serve and still meet our requirements for social distancing. And at the high school level, we have room for about 34 students. Our senior class has been together for several years. We're not dismissing someone if they're a senior, but parents that are interested in having their senior finish here would really need to contact us soon, just because of the connection that class has and the rest of that. So 9th, 10th, and 11th, we could accept around 34 additional students and still be good as far as our, again, class sizes, social distancing, and the individual attention that we offer.
If folks are interested, what's the tuition range?
So for 6th, 7th, and 8th, there's a different level for each grade level. So say on average around $11,000, and then for the high school, $14,800. Divide that in half. These are just rough numbers. Because we'd be looking at half of the year. There's a registration fee and some specific fees to specific classes. So that would be the amount of commitment to finish the second semester with us. But if parents are interested, they can, again, go to our website. They can send me an email, call our main office number. We'll give them all the information they want and need, and then they'd sit down and talk to, again, my business manager. We do have some tuition assistance available. Obviously, we allocated a lot of that in the spring and first part of the year, but that would be based on them sending information to an objective third-party group that looks that over and then recommends to us what amount a family may be eligible.
Give us a quick thumbnail. How long has St. Anthony's been around, and what's the enrollment?
St. Anthony's School has been around for over 160-plus years. The parish and the school has been around a long time. This is our 4th year, though, as a K-12 school. Before I came here, the parish ran the grade school, and then the Diocese of Honolulu ran the secondary, junior high, middle through high school. Our total enrollment now is 280. We're small and mighty. That's allowed us to have a lot of flexibility and for our students to participate in all kinds of clubs and intramural programs that we started and the rest of that. So our grade school classes, each grade level, we really would only have up to about 40 students at each grade level. And then our middle school and high school classes, right now, again, middle school looking at 20 to 25 students per grade. And then the high school is the area where it's been choppy over the past years where the numbers have been lower. So if a student comes here, they're going to be involved right away. They're going to be welcomed and connected right away. Our goal is ultimately to get to a point where that kindergarten through 12th grade, that we'd be averaging around 40 students per grade level. So we have no intention to be bigger than that. Our students participate in sports and arts and clubs and all the rest of that and are pretty successful when they do this.
That was Tim Cullen, head of school for St. Anthony's in Maui, what he calls small and mighty. The school is offering free tuition for this second quarter for students if they commit to finish out the school year with St. Anthony's.